Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fourth and final hour here, WEEI Afternoons. Not going to lie to you, a little off air to bring on air. Getting concerned that my co-host took the drive literally and got in their cars and started to drive home with everybody else.
Yeah, when you heard the line, it's WEEI Afternoon, there were zero people in this.
Yeah, you barely made it in there.
The Dan and Stiz show was like a couple seconds from starting.
I heard I was doing important stuff, heating up my food.
Okay.
And I heard Dan say, "You're on there!"
And you made it before the bed of music ran out.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. You just got to hit the post.
Absolutely.
Just hit the post.
So, that was interesting. I did sit down. I never thanked you, Ted, for bringing cookies yesterday.
Oh, you guys enjoy those?
Tremendous. I'm not sure it helped the sort of like new year, eat healthy, get back in line.
But I've been on a trip with you to the draft, and you ate cheeseburgers and drank big, huge glasses of Miller Lite at 10 o'clock at night and had no problem putting on weight.
I'm glad you brought that up, Ted, because that's a lesson. I drink Miller Lite. That's what you went with me.
Yeah.
I ordered Miller Lite every time, right?
Every time.
Oh, we're telling the hangover story?
I think we just did. So last night, one of my son's friends turned 21, and he's been telling me for like 2 years.
Oh, did you take him out for his first beer?
Mr. Hart, I want to have a beer with you when I turn 21, because I don't let kids drink.
Oh, hold on. Stop right there. Okay. Mr. Hart.
He did.
Hart O'Hart. Does he say, you know what, so-and-so, just call me Andy.
No.
It's Mr. Hart.
Not at all. I'm not like the Snyder guy with the Redskins owner. But he's a very polite young lad.
Okay.
Call me Mr. Hart. So last night, we met him. I got there a little early, so I had one of my big Miller Lights.
Oh, yeah.
Then I had another big Miller Light.
Yeah.
Then they get there, and we're hanging out, a couple of his buddies, whatever, and the shots start coming out.
Oh,
that's the path.
I did three shots.
What?
I haven't done three shots in one night since college.
Yeah.
Absolutely no chance. Maybe a one-off here or there.
Shots of what?
Yeah, what were they? Lemon drops?
The last one was just vodka.
Ooh.
And it burned everything. Ugh. I'm no longer sick. I think it burned everything.
That's the whole idea. If the last one's vodka, the whole idea is to just come through and they're the closer. That just cleans it all
up. Hope it was Corvus. Shout out Ty Law.
One was a pistachio shot or something. Ugh. It was green and creamy. Ugh. And there was a third one. I don't know. But needless to say, I didn't feel great when I woke up this morning.
I would think so.
I think it's the first hangover in 15 years.
When your body's used to having those, introduced to
intoxicants.
Their,
how'd you sweat it out?
And I just did my normal. I also, you know what it made me realize? It feels exactly the same as what we're going to feel like on Monday. Sleep deprivation and hangover are very similar.
If you were wearing a Fitbit or an Aura ring, it probably would have told you like, hey, can we not do that again?
That happened on Christmas Eve. I woke up Christmas morning and it said your sleep was disrupted. Usually common when you drink too much alcohol. And I was like, who the hell are you to judge me?
I'd be curious what you said. I just handled it. What is the what did you do to work off?
I had
the
a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
You rocking the Aura?
Two coffees? No, that's just my rubber.
Hardo wedding ring.
Wow. Curious. What
but yeah, no,
rings are.
Just a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Where do they go?
What?
Okay. The Aura ring. It sounds like it could be something
yeah,
other
than Yeah,
we're
not doing that, Ted.
Finger.
Get your mind out of the gutter. It goes on your finger and it's good for your health and that's it. And it stays on your finger. Fair that's enough. All it does. Anyway, Stiz, it is 5:05:40. God, is it time for the drive?
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
This drive home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So we've been talking all week, really, all afternoon, about the importance of this football game. Before we get into the debate, I did use it as the question for the poll today at Jumbo Heart at WEEI Afternoons on X. Will the result of Sunday night's playoff game against the Chargers significantly affect the way you feel about this season for the Patriots? Yes, I said, and I added end the fraud talk, or no, already a huge success. 71% said no, it's already a huge success. Only 29% are in that, yeah, you kind of need to win this to avoid any of that fraud talk.
71% of the people get it.
But Rhode Island, the numbers would be flipped, I feel like, based 100%. On the text early in the show. Because
401's got an issue.
The 401. So, Ted, if the because we have talked about the circumstances matter, right? That's the one thing about these hypotheticals that's hard. You don't know how the game played out,
right?
You know, so, did somebody get hurt? You know, was there an injury that swayed momentum, changed thing? A couple huge turnovers one way or the other.
A major injury.
Yeah, like if that happens, you know, that changes the, but let's just kind of keep it straight and narrow. These teams go out and play. And because you said something, might have been off the air. When was the last time Drake May didn't play well? What's his worst game of the year? And we're like, I don't know, Pittsburgh. And I said, I thought he actually played well other than the key turnovers. The Raiders game was definitely bad.
Key turnovers.
Yeah, no. And maybe, let's just say that. Let's just say he plays.
And they're in the red zone, if I remember.
Yep. Let's say he plays the Pittsburgh game. He plays relatively well. But he makes a couple costly mistakes that allows
that
Justin Herbert.
The end of September.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's a long time ago.
Over 3 months ago, even he had a bad game.
Even for the best of the best to go that long without a bad game or a downer of a game. So I don't want to say the Christian Fourier rule of he's due applies here, but he's kind of due to not play great.
Yeah,
right?
But what about, hold on. Actually, it's kind of recent. He played well. The Bengals. I mean, they had a big no. I would dare say the second half of that Bills game, he was terrible.
Okay,
he had a very bad. They had a big lead, 24-7 at the half. They scored one touchdown. He looked a little confused. He looked out of sorts. And also, don't forget, he ran those touchdowns in. Now that was by design, but he didn't have his best game by any stretch.
Yeah, yeah.
How many plays did he have? He didn't have the ball a lot, right?
No,
not
they didn't.
In the second half. No.
So, like, that kind of sways
6 minutes in the second half.
Yeah.
I think for them to lose this game, it has to be because the quarterback had a bad game.
Right.
And the thing I was telling you maybe off the air was in the three losses, the one commonality that you could look at in the three losses the Patriots had is that Drake May threw an interception in those games, and he also was sacked three or more times in that game.
Okay, so
he had one or more interceptions, or it was sacked three or more times.
Is that possible Sunday night? Like, is that realistically, like, easy to envision that he could throw
a defense
pick?
That has 19 interceptions and a guy with the Khalil Mack on the on the line? Yes, that's very that could very much happen.
So,
sure.
From your research, that's the first step towards beating the New England Patriots, or Absolutely. That's a nice step in the direction.
Yeah, and I would say good luck because not many teams have had luck. I mean, there's three teams that have had luck, and then I know there's more that have intercepted them. But my point is, nobody's really been able to dominate Drake May for a whole game, like, or just have the answers, or break the code. The Bills did, in maybe the second half of the first game they played in, and in the second half of this last game they played in. But other than that, you know, a little bit the Browns, obviously with Myles Garrett, but.
Yep.
For the most part, if they've had something to give to him that give him trouble, he found an answer in the game and overcame it.
Am I wrong, Fitzy, to say that this is the best combination of coach, quarterback, defense that Drake May's Patriots have played all year?
You are not wrong.
Because that's how I
would agree. I would agree with that.
And isn't that kind of the home, like the key factors on a team you're looking at? If you're looking at an offensive player, you know, does he have to score points? Because is the other quarterback good enough to score some points? Yep, that's true. Is Jim Harbaugh and Minter, I'm drawing a blank.
Jesse Minter. Likely soon to be head coach Jesse Minter.
Hot, young, defensive mind. Those guys are probably feeling like, Ted, they're coming up with some sort of game plan for Drake May. And then they have Derwin James and Khalil Mack and guys that can go out there and
execute. And that linebacker that it wasn't Schlereth. Hoyer was talking about this rookie linebacker for the Chargers defense, who is just all over the place. Like they're active on all three levels of the defense. So it is going to take a lot of creativity. Josh will have to have, before you even let Drake try to execute a single play, Josh, who I believe we'll talk to Friday at 2:15 on the afternoon show, correct?
Dan Ball, are we a Josh this week or are we a Jeremy Springer this week? Jeremy Springer this week.
They're double springing us?
Yeah. There was a one-on-one with Dan Ball and Josh McDaniels last week.
Yeah, hey! He seemed kind of relieved. I don't know why, though.
You didn't call him buddy or ask for a Nog hangout or anything like that?
No, but I may or may not have said something like Andy Hart, who I know is who you are very close friends with, and then kept going with another question.
You didn't ask to host his podcast. Anyway,
it's Springer. An interesting way to look at what you're saying, though. The defense, along with the offense, you go, okay, they're actually, you know, categorically much worse than their defense.
Right.
Not much worse, but they're at the kind of their average to below average in most metrics, where the defense is top 10 in almost everything.
Yes,
and then you look factor in the coach who's won, you know, been to a Super Bowl, not one, but that's an interesting way to look at it. You could.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Look at it that way and think, you know, the Patriots are in trouble.
So it's whether they're in trouble, maybe
that's strong.
Yeah, a little strong, but it's a losable game. On paper, like you just look at it.
Without question.
And it's not like a 2-7, see you in the next round kind of matchup. So we talked to Adam Schefter earlier. We've been debating this. Are you going to look at this team differently based on the result on Sunday night? This is what Schefter had to say.
No, maybe a little bit. It certainly leaves you with a sour taste. But I don't care what happened. They've had a great season by any stretch of the imagination. Nobody thought they were going to win the division. Nobody thought they'd be hosting a wild card round matchup game at home on Sunday Night Football. If they were to lose, people would be disappointed. It's not the way you'd want to end your season. But if that were to happen, you can't say it was not a great season or a really good season. Really good. Great would be playoff wins, too. But it was a really good season by all accounts. Mm-hmm. And it looks like there's a lot more good football and good times ahead. So it would be a bummer, but it would not completely overshadow much of the success this team has had this season.
So he started out, it was a great season, and then he realized it's not really a great season if you don't win a playoff game. He corrected himself.
Sure
he changed
did.
It mid-answer there.
So what is it, it's good now? Do we have to qualify our descriptives?
He said really good. Really good. It'd be really good. It'd be really close good. To being great, but not really.
And,
not great.
And I also think what matters or comparison here is like what we think what they did was phenomenal, right? To go from 4 wins to 14 in the twos.
There you go.
But I mean, the Commanders did it last year.
Yeah.
The Texans did it 2 years ago, and they won playoff games.
They got to the NFC
right.
championship game. Yeah.
So even though it's a great season for us in the realm of the NFL, it happens a lot. They love to tout all these worst to first stories, mm-hmm. picking the top five, and then so. To keep pace with the recent contemporaries, the Texans and the Commanders, you got to win a playoff game.
Yeah, I agree. I think it'd be a small failure. I think it'd be. I'm going to put the word failure in there. Look, I think it's.
Did you say small S?
A small S.
Okay.
Small.
How about small F?
Small. Okay. Small F. All right, so I'm saying small S failure. But small F failure is what it would be. Really.
Yeah.
I think it would be. And the players. You asked me what the players would think of it. Yes. Yeah. The players would think the same thing. Like it would be a small F failure if they lose this game, because what the 14-3, you want to validate it with a playoff win. If you at least one, you get to the division round. I think I would feel you lose that game. Now your division round is really where the best of the best teams are playing in. That's when I would say, okay, if they lose that game. It's a phenomenal season. If they lose this game, I think they should a game they should win. You need to win it to validate the 14 win record they had.
And as you said, this is a sort of just a traditional wild card opponent. It's nothing weird. Their quarterback didn't miss a month and now he's back, so they're not really no. They just weren't good enough to win their division. So that means you're a wild card. That means you go on the road and you are won your division. You won 14 games. You're supposed to beat them.
You're supposed to beat them, and you know what? You hang your hat on defense, and let's go. Like, the defense against an offensive line that has two of their starters missing,
yep.
against a quarterback that's sacked like third most in the league, you know, who doesn't play well in the cold, those are all really big factors on why you should win this game.
I wanted to touch on that real quick, and we may get into it more tomorrow, because the numbers – dome teams going outside, cold weather.
Yeah.
It's like 0 and whatever.
They're 1-14.
1-14.
1-14.
But are the Chargers really a dome team?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they play in a dome.
Well, it's, come on, guys.
But they have a 300-pound fullback. Harbaugh wants to play bully ball.
Doesn't matter.
They play
defense.
Yeah,
they played in Mexico. They played well at altitude in Denver. They played well in Kansas. Like, they
totally
played well.
Totally different.
I don't look at this. That's so funny.
Brian Hoyer. We asked Brian Hoyer this question. Let's bring it up. We're bumping back about the cold affecting him, and he says, yes, it will.
Okay.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback, said that. I just care about the cold affecting Herbert, not the fullback, Herbert.
So you think the dome team cold weather thing is primarily just the quarterback?
I think
the
so.
Drew Brees,
yes,
the Peyton
yep.
Manning,
yes,
the
yes,
whoever
sir.
You want to.
Yep.
Okay,
yeah.
That might be fair. And he is a West Coast sort of guy.
We had Tom Curran is a quote. He basically, I don't know if it was on the Midday Show or it was on the Midday Show, because he's talked about LaDainian Thomas sent over by the heater
because
he was cold.
Soft as puppy poop.
Oh, sitting there with his visor on. Meanwhile, there's Philip Rivers on ACL playing his heart out trying to get the win.
So it's not just the quarterback. I mean, you know, there's dudes that have played football their whole lives down in Florida, and then they get drafted by the Dolphins, and then they got to come up and play here. It's like, whoa, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a shock.
When do they travel, you think? They think they travel Friday to give themselves a Saturday to acclimate?
No, that woman said not to. They want to stay on West Coast time because they want their body in their prime time 4-7 window thing.
So that it feels like it's 4 or 5 instead of 7 or 8.
It stays pretty warm on those sidelines between the heated benches.
Can you imagine going out and playing a football game when your body thinks it's 11 o'clock at night?
No. I mean, Drake May's in bed at 8:30, he told
us.
So
there you go. If Vrabel was smart, he'd have them all come into work at noon. Right, and then you practice at night.
Is a week enough to shift your sleep habits?
Probably not.
Do you have any sleep experts?
Probably not.
That feels like overthinking it and desperation to my mind. Dan Ball,
Justin Herbert passer rating in domes in his career in 55 games 95.9 passer rating outdoors in 32 games 96.1.
He's better outside.
Wow.
Yep.
Now, are those out
96.1? The bolt.
That's the key.
I was going to say, are those outside in nice weather? Or
I don't
those...
think it's going to affect either one of these guys. To be honest with you,
You took that answer out of context. That was not the answer to Stiz, my question.
Wait, Stiz has never played anything out of context.
He did. That's usually, he usually that didn't do weird. It for me. This might be a new 2026 thing.
His New Year's resolution.
He's coming.
F with Ted.
Yeah, now it's let's put some of the heat on Ted. Now.
I thought okay. I had it. That was my bad.
Okay. Dan Ball. We like food and barbecue on this show. We like Steph Diggs, and apparently, I don't know, food and Steph Diggs came together down in Foxborough today?
Yeah, new entrant for the drive today, guys. I want to introduce you to the favorite food of the 2026 or 25-26 New England Patriots. According to Stephon Diggs, a common phrase that has emerged within the last week is mac and cheese,
yeah.
And the new mac and cheese that's being created in New England. So I got three different examples from what was roughly a five-minute press availability today of the use of mac and cheese, including a reference to guys that left the team. So let's go one by one. Go ahead, Sis.
Good Lord.
It's just carryover. You don't try to go and make new macaroni, as it had a reference last week. I'm not going in with the new macaroni. We're just going in with that same thought process and just trying to tighten up a little bit. Going the extra mile in certain areas, you know, you never know how much it can help you. But that is your edge. It's not no secret recipe for it. It's just you have identity, stick by that identity.
I like it.
So yeah. That's the first part. That
so no, don't change the recipe.
Nope.
We're 14-3 yeah. with the recipe,
tighten
right?
Up. Maybe a little flour, a little cheese, tighten it up.
Yeah. Okay. Tighten the macaroni. Okay.
Okay, next one.
Yeah, just no new macaroni. You know, I expect to see the same play, if not, you know, him doing more. You know, it's just whatever duty calls and whatever the job calls for, he's been consistent. Like.
So that was Drake May. Drake May will also not be making any new macaroni, and neither will Ann Michael, apparently. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, you've been eating shells or elbows all season. Yeah. Don't start, you know, weaving yeah. in rotini or penne yeah. or something all of a sudden.
He's
like,
right.
Stick with what's worked. Also, I would bet you Drake May eats a lot of macaroni.
Fitzy, I want the shirt. No new macaroni.
No new macaroni. Don, Jason Boucher, who gave us the shirts. New- no new macaroni, ASAP.
So this last one was talking about the journey of the season. Kind of a reiteration of did you expect to be at this point? Did you
yep.
expect to be a playoff team, which he addressed a couple of weeks ago. And he kind of takes an interesting angle at the guys who are no longer a part of the organization. Go ahead.
How have you seen the team kind of embody that phrase?
It's just what we're standing by now. I'm just lucky to be a part of it. You know, it was a lot of stuff going into the season on what players we got and what we need and what we have and what we don't have. You know, especially when we lost. When we lost, everybody was like, everybody wanted to make new mac and cheese, you know, so... for us, like, it was just something that I had echoed and something that came to my mind. It spoke to me. So
interesting that Steph Diggs is going with all these food metaphors, considering what was talked about a little over a week ago.
The chef.
Yeah, maybe don't burn chef. Don't burn his mac and cheese.
Maybe he's been making a lot of mac and cheese since, said. Right? The Kraft. He's like, yep. I don't have a chef anymore. I got to eat something. So Kraft mac and cheese, baby. Yeah, I didn't know this was a thing.
That's an idea. Yeah. Yeah. I like the slogans that we're getting this year.
Yeah,
a
me
lot
too.
Of no naps and. I don't know, pack
don't
your
change
lunch
the Mac,
or something.
Pack your I'll pack your identity.
Pack your identity.
To bring you back to the
yeah,
what was it Humble Pie or Homeland Defense.
Dude, that is such a football. A good coach comes up with these mantras. You know, for Colorado, Nebraska, Coach Mack was jaw to jaw. Like, okay, I'm not sure what that means, but we're going jaw to jaw. With Nebraska, so I just,
or
that's
just like, or just like you know in Chicago. Hey Twitch chat, I gave you credit for coming up with the burnt mac and cheese joke. Relax, everybody. Ben Johnson, he came. His whole thing is he borrowed his high school coach's good, better, best. Never let it rest. So yeah. The good gets better, and the better gets best.
Okay, there you go.
And that's been that's their whole thing.
Their whole thing.
That and also get Joe Tooney, because if you get Joe Tooney, your team never misses the playoffs.
It was like a blind dog in a meat house. There you go. Blind dog in a meat house should be.
I remember ours from high school now. It was a chain is only as strong as its weakest link.
There you go.
And then at the banquet, they cut up the chain and everybody got a link or whatever.
Yeah, anyone else have an analogy or a catchphrase they want to weave into the segment?
You know, it's good teams kind of have those, and they got to catch fire. And you will hear Drake regurgitates them all the time. So Drake's the best guy to listen to.
But you also got to win.
Yeah.
I go back to that. Like the Eagles put the bunny in the locker room, the inflatable bunny.
Yep.
They lost on Thursday night.
Yep.
The bunny was gone the next day.
Gone.
If you win,
yep.
if they had gone on a 5-game winning streak, the stupid bunny would still be inflated in the locker room. And we'd be talking about that as they rolled to the Super Bowl. 617-779-7937. That's going to do it for the drive today. Up next, we teased it yesterday. And we had a little breaking news with the Harbaugh firing. 1-7, we're going to rank the coaches in the AFC that are left. There's guys with Super Bowl rings. There's guys that have been around decades. Who's the best coach? Do the Patriots have a coaching advantage or disadvantage in this matchup on Sunday? That's next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, Help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.